Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 8, verse 6, and chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. The Reverend Dr. John Vicker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The text for our service this morning is from the Revelation according to St. John, chapter 8, 1 verse, and then chapter 9, 1 through 11. Now, the seven angels who had seven trumpets prepared to blow them. And the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to earth, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. He opened the shaft of the bottomless pit, and from the shaft rose smoke, like a smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened with the smoke from the shaft. Then from the smoke came locusts on the earth, and they were given power, like the power of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green plant or any tree, but only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And in those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. In appearance, the locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold. Their faces were like human faces, their hair like women's hair, but their teeth like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. They have tails and stings like scorpions, and their power to hurt people for 5 months is in their tails. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek he is called Apollyon, that is, the destroyer. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
In the name of Jesus, amen. It's going to get worse before it gets better. That's the picture that is painted in this morning's text from the Apocalypse to St. John. Yes, John writes of an apocalypse, of a revelation of what was once hidden but now revealed. John's apocalypse reveals to the church what the end times will be and are. From the time of Christ's resurrection and ascension to his glorious return on the last day. And you and I are living in these end times. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Our text for this morning begins with the blowing of the fifth trumpet, which signals a star falling from heaven. This is the falling of an angel, a falling of Satan from heaven into hell, into a bottomless pit or an abyss, as the text says. And we are told that from the devil's abyss arises smoke. Smoke as from a giant furnace, so much so that it darkens the sun and the air. But the smoke is nothing compared to what follows the smoke from the devil's bottomless abyss, and that is a giant army of locusts, unlike any swarm of locusts the world has ever seen. You may recall the locusts that were sent to unbelieving Pharaoh so that he might let God's people go. They ate everything in Egypt that was left after the plague of hail. But these locusts in John's apocalypse are quite different. They do not hurt the grass and the green plants and the trees. No, they are told instead to harm only people, and in particular, only those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. In other words, these locusts attack non-Christians, those who have not been sealed with the water of holy baptism, those unbelievers among us, among whom we live and serve. And these locusts torment their victims like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. They torment the unbelievers so much that they want to die. And they even come to believe that death will free them from the torment of the locusts. Who or what are these locusts from hell? John's apocalypse reveals some more clues. He says that their faces are like human faces, their hair like women's hair, but their teeth like lion's teeth. In other words, these locusts look human-like, and they have an appearance that would attract humans to them, but inside their teeth are like lion's teeth that will torture and tear apart their victims. But there's more. These locusts from hell are all part of an army, the devil's army. They look like horses prepared for battle. They wear breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings is like the noise of many chariots and horses rushing into the battle. And they are not disorganized. They have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is Abaddon or Apollyon, that is, the destroyer. These locusts are part of the devil's army, and the purpose of the devil's army is to destroy. So then, who or what are these locusts? They are supernatural, not like locusts of this world. They come from the pit of hell, from the devil himself. They darken the light and obscure the truth. They are attractive on the outside, but inside they have the teeth of a lion. They are sent to attack and torment those who are not in Christ, to do their king's destructive bidding, and they are here on earth as an army. Who or what are these locusts from hell? They are the false teachings of the world, They are everything from a truth about God wrapped up in unbelief and an untruth to a straight-up lie about the Lord. Jesus said, "False Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." These locusts, these false teachings, keep the unbelieving around us in their darkness. St. Paul declared, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and the teachings of demons." And these demonic teachings, they have attractive features on the outside, but internally, they are deadly, like the teeth of a lion. St. Peter said, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Oh, yes. It's going to get worse before it gets better. But it will get better. Jesus promises that. "I am the light of the world," he says. Jesus is your light, even in a cloud of thick smoke. "Whoever follow me," says Jesus, "will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus gives you light. Jesus gives you life forever. Jesus declared, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus gives eternal life. By the blood of his cross and the glory of his empty tomb, the life that Jesus gives is yours by receiving, by believing that Jesus is your only Savior from sin, from death, and yes, even from the destroyer. Jesus said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And on the last day, in the new heaven and the new earth, John's apocalypse finally reveals, "No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever." As we prayed before in the hymn, "Lord, be our light when worldly darkness veils us. Lord, be our shield when earthly armor fails us. And in the day when hell itself assails us, grant us your peace, Lord." In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Walter and Robin Steele, who serve the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.